And good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show. Coming to you from our studios right here in exciting El Paso, Texas. Gateway to the Old West and the most haunted city in the country. Well, today is May 17th, 137th day of the year. The 228 days remain till the year's over with. And it's staying in 1395, Battle of Ravine. The Wallachians defeat an invading Ottoman army. 1521, Edward Stafford, 3rd Duke of Buckingham, is executed for treason. 1527, Panfilo de Narvaez departs Spain to explore Florida. He has 600 men with him. By 1536, only four survive. 1536, George Boland, 2nd Viscount Rochford, and four of the men are executed for treason. 1536, Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn's marriage is annulled. 1590, Anne of Denmark is crowned Queen of Scotland. 1642, Paul de Chaladet, Sieur de Maison Neuve, founds the Villa Marie de Montreal. 1648, Emperor Ferdinand III defeats Maximilian I of Bavaria in the Battle of Zusmarshausen. 1673, Louis Joliet and Jacques Marquette begin exploring Mississippi River. 1756, Seven Years' War formally begins when Great Britain declares war on France. 1760, French forces besieging Quebec retreat when the Royal Navy arrives to relieve the British garrison. 1792, New York Stock Exchange is formed under the Buttonwood Agreement. Those that are not familiar with the Buttonwood Agreement, it's the founding document of what's now the New York Stock Exchange and one of the most important financial documents in U.S. history. The agreement organized securities trading in New York City and was signed May 17, 1792, between 24 stockbrokers outside of 68 Wall Street. And according to legend, the signing took place under a buttonwood tree where the earliest transaction had occurred. The New York Stock Exchange celebrates the signing of this agreement every May 17th. In March of 1792, 24 of New York's leading merchants met secretly at Corey's bank to discuss ways to bring order to the securities business. And it was 2 months later, on May 17, 1792, these men signed a document called the Buttonwood Agreement, named after their traditional meeting place. Now, there were too many brokers involved to meet under a tree. Business, of course, was conducted in various offices and coffee houses. The 1793, they coordinated their business inside the Tontine Coffee House on the corner of Wall and Water Streets. But at least it does show there was a determination to organize things. 1805, Muhammad Ali becomes the Wali of Egypt. 1809, Emperor Napoleon I orders the annexation of the Papal States to become part of the French Empire. 1814, occupation of Monaco changes from French to Austrian. Also that same year, the Constitution of Norway is signed, and the Crown Prince Christian Frederick of Denmark is elected King of Norway by the Norwegian Constituent Assembly. 1859, members of the Melbourne Football Club codified the first rules of Australian rules football. 1863, Rosalia de Castro publishes Cantares Gallegos, the first book in the Galician language. 1865, International Telegraph Union, later the International Telecommunications Union, is established in Paris. 1875, Aristides wins the first Kentucky Derby with the jockey Oliver Lewis. Did it in 2 minutes, 37.75 seconds. 1900, children's novel, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum, is first published in the U.S. First copy is given to the author's sister. 1902, Greek archaeologist Valerios Stais discovers the Antikythera mechanism, an ancient mechanical analog computer. 1914, the Protocol of Corfu is signed, recognizing full autonomy to northern Epirus under the nominal Albanian sovereignty. 1915, the last British Liberal Party government, led by H.H. Asquith, falls. 1933, Vidkun Quisling and Johann Bernhard Hajort form National Samling, the National Socialist Party of Norway. 1937, Spanish Civil War. The Largo Caballero government, resigns in the wake of the Barcelona May Days, leading Juan Negrin to form a government without the anarcho-syndicalist CNT in its stead. 1939, the Columbia Lions and Princeton Tigers play in the United States' first televised sporting event, a collegiate baseball game in New York City. 1940, World War II, Germany occupies Brussels, Belgium. 1943, World War II, Dam Buster raids commence by number 617 Squadron of the RAF. 1954, U.S. Supreme Court hands down a unanimous decision in Brown versus Board of Education of Topeka, Kansas. It outlawed racial segregation in public schools. Did away with the idea that they're separate but equal. 1967, Six-Day War. President Gamal Abdel Nasser of Egypt demands dismantling of the peacekeeping U.N. emergency force in Egypt. 1969, Venera program. Soviet Venera 6 begins its descent into the atmosphere of Venus. Sends back atmospheric data before being crushed by pressure. 1973, Watergate scandal. Televised hearings began in the U.S. Senate. 1974, the Troubles. 33 civilians are killed and 300 injured when the Ulster Volunteer Force detonates 4 car bombs in Dublin and Monaghan in the Republic of Ireland. 1974, the police in Los Angeles raid the Symbionese Liberation Army's headquarters, kill 6 members, including Camilla Hall. 1977, Nolan Bushnell opened the first Showbiz Pizza Palace, later renamed Chuck E. Cheese in San Jose, California. 1980, General Chun Doo-hwan of South Korea seizes control of the government and declares martial law in order to suppress student demonstrations. 1980, on the eve of presidential elections, Maoist guerrilla group Shining Path attacks a polling place in Chuchai, a town in Ayacucho, starting the internal conflict in Peru. 1983, U.S. Department of Energy declassifies documents showing the world's largest mercury pollution event in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, ultimately found to be 4.2 million pounds in response to the Appalachian Overseer's Freedom of Information Act request. 1983, Lebanon, Israel, and the U.S. signed an agreement on Israeli withdrawal from Lebanon. 1984, Prince Charles calls a proposed addition to the National Gallery in London and Marco Monstrous Carbuncle on the face of a much-loved and elegant friend, sparking controversies on the proper role of the royal family in the course of modern architecture. 1987, Iran and Iraq War. An Iraqi Dassault Mirage F-1 fighter jet fires 2 missiles into the U.S. Navy warship USS Stark, kills 37 and injures 21 of her crew. 1990, General Assembly of the World Health Organization eliminates homosexuality from the list of psychiatric diseases. 1992, 3 days of popular protest against the government of Prime Minister of Thailand, Suchinda Krapayun, began in Bangkok, leading to a military crackdown, results in 52 officially confirmed deaths, hundreds of injuries, many disappearances, more than 3,500 arrests. 1994, Malawi holds its first multi-party election. 1995, Sean Nelson steals an M60 tank from the California Army National Guard Army in San Diego and proceeds to go on a rampage. 1990, troops of Laurent Kabila march into Kinshasa, Zaire's officially renamed the Democratic Republic of the Congo. When they say democratic, it's communist. 2000, Arsenal and Galatasaray fans clash in the 2000 UEFA Cup final riots in Copenhagen. 2004, the first legal same-sex marriages in the U.S. to perform in the state of Massachusetts. 2006, the aircraft carrier USS Arisciana is sunk in the Gulf of Mexico as an artificial reef. 2007, trains from South and North Korea crossed the 38th parallel in a test run agreed to by both governments. First time that the trains have crossed a militarized zone since 1953. And in 2014, a military plane crash in northern Laos killed 17 people. A lot of births and deaths on this date in history. Holidays and observances. In Perlis, it's the birthday of the Raja. Christian feast day. Julia Salzano, Pascal Baylon, William Hobart Hare in the Episcopal Church in the U.S., Restituta, Children's Day in Norway, Constitution Day in Nauru, Feast of Azamat in the Bahia faith, day shifts with March equinox, Galician Literature Day in Galicia, International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia, Liberation Day in Democratic Republic of the Congo, National Day Against Homophobia in Canada, Navy Day in Argentina, Norwegian Constitution Day, World Hypertension Day, and World Information Society Day internationally. So let's see what else we may have. In 218 AD, seventh recorded perihelion passage of Halley's Comet. 352, Liberius begins his reign as Catholic Pope, replacing Julius I. 884, St. Adrian III begins his reign as Catholic Pope. 1525, the Battle of Zabern, the Duke of Lutherans beats rebels. 1536, on this date, Anne Boleyn's alleged four lovers executed shortly before her own beheading. 1544, the Scot Earl Matthew Lennox signs a secret treaty with Henry VIII. 1579, Artois, Hennegawen, and French Flanders sign a treaty. It's called the Peace of Parma. Recognized the Spanish Duke von Parma as the land guardian. 1620, the first merry-go-round is seen at the fair in the Philippopolis in Turkey. 1630, Italian Jesuit Niccolò Zucchi serves to see two belts on Jupiter's surface. 1672, Frontenac becomes governor of New France and Canada. 1683, pirates sacked Veracruz, New Spain, took 4,000 prisoners to ransom. 1712, Maximilian Emmanuel of Bavaria honored as the sovereign of the Netherlands. 1733, Great Britain passes the Molasses Act. They put high tariffs on rum and molasses imported to the colonies from a country other than a British possession. 1742, the Battle of Chotusitz. Prussia, led by its king, Frederick the Great, defeats Austria. 1750 is a tax revolt in Gorinchem. 1775, American Revolutionary War. On this date, the Continental Congress bans trade with Canada. 1792, 24 merchants from New York Stock Exchange at 70 Wall Street signed the Buttonwood Agreement. We talked about that a few moments ago. 1814, Denmark cedes Norway to Sweden. 1824, the diaries of Lord Byron are burned by six of the poet's friends at the office of John Murray in London. This is sometimes described as the greatest crime in literary history. In 1859, Australian Rules Football publishes the first law of the game. 1860, the German football club TSV 1860 München is founded. 1861, the first color photograph of a tartan ribbon shown by Scottish scientist James Clerk Maxwell to the Royal Institution in London took place on this date. 1862, the Battle of Princeton, West Virginia ends with about 128 casualties. 1871, Native American fighter General William T. Sherman escapes from the Comanches in an ambulance. 1872, the Bohemian Club is incorporated in San Francisco. On this day in 1876, the 7th U.S. Cavalry under General George Armstrong Custer leaves Fort Lincoln, heading toward the Little Bighorn. 1877, Edwin Holmes installs the first telephone switchboard burglar alarm. 1881, abolitionist Frederick Douglass appointed recorder of deeds for Washington, D.C. This day in 1884, Alaska becomes a U.S. territory. 1890, Comic Cuts, the first weekly comic paper, is published in London. 1897, the first successful submarine that can run submerged for any considerable distance and combines electric and gasoline engines is launched in the U.S. by its designer, John Philip Holland, who created the Holland boats, which came to fame during World War II. 1900, British troops relieve Mafeking in the Cape Colony. 1900, in China, three villages within 100 miles of Peking are burned by the Boxers, and 60 Chinese Christians are killed. 1915, the National Baptist Convention is chartered. 1919, the UK War Department orders the use of National Star insignia on all their aircraft. 1920, the first de Havilland double decker lands in Schiphol. 1920 also saw the first flight by Dutch Airlines, KLM. 1921, President Warren G. Harding opens, by telephone, the first Valencia Orange Show. 1926, Chiang Kai-shek is made supreme warlord in Canton. 1938, Congress approved the Vinson Naval Act that funded a two-ocean navy. 1940, the Nazis bombed Middleburg. Okay. '27, Army aviation pioneer Major Harold Geiger dies in the crash of his Airco DH-4 de Havilland at Olmsted Field in Pennsylvania. 1932, Congress changes the name of Puerto Rico to Puerto Rico. 1942, the Dutch SS vowed loyalty to Hitler. 1943, the Army contracts with the University of Pennsylvania's Moore School to develop the ENIAC, Electronic Numerical Integrator and Computer, for military use. 43, the Dam Buster raids began on this date. 1943, also, millionaire Howard Hughes crashes into Lake Mead while testifying his Sikorsky S-43. Kills Civil Aeronautics Administration Inspector Chico Klein and Richard Felt. 1944, there's an Allied air raid on Suribaja in Java. Also in 44, Chinese and U.S. Armed Forces take the Vientiane Airport in Burma. 45, two U.S. P-47 Thunderbolts bomb Kyushu. 48, Israel liberates Acre, Nebi, Yusha, and Tel El Kadi. Also in 48, Soviet Union recognized Israel's right to exist. 1959, the Sanctuary of Christ the King is inaugurated. It's a 92-foot-high monument and shrine overlooking Lisbon, Portugal, done by sculptor Francisco Franco de Sousa. 1961, Fidel Castro offers to exchange Bay of Pigs prisoners for 500 bulldozers. I think that's got our little history segment done. Let's see what else we got. You know, we've been talking about a lot of unsolved mysteries because there are many, many mysteries that we have no clue of the actual answer. You know, one thing that has puzzled a lot of people is referred to as the Tunguska explosion. Now, Tunguska actually refers to all the people who use the Tungusic family of the Altai language, or the also refers to the Tunguska River in the Siberian forest of the Russian Empire. The Tunguska explosion was an explosion that occurred over the Evenkai Autonomous Region of Siberia. The area of the explosion was very wide and the power was just unbelievable. The explosion of TNT explosive equivalent to 20 million tons destroyed all life in more than 2,150 square kilometers. According to the statistics, about 80 million trees were destroyed, literally reduced to matchsticks. Now, the reason for this mysterious explosion is actually unknown, but there's quite a number of theories. Some people think it was a meteorite impact, think it was a nuclear explosion. Some people say it was actually a black hole impact. But no one has any real idea of what caused this mysterious explosion. It's become another unsolved mystery in the world. Some people say it's the scene of an accidental crash of an alien spacecraft. Due to the explosion of a huge unknown material, all the trees, they were neatly cut at about the same height. And there's a lot of residual radiation from the Tunguska mystery. Let's talk about mysterious ancient human footprints. Archaeologists in Mexico have discovered remains of a primitive human footprint more than 10,000 years old in the northern Mexican desert near the Mexico-U.S. border. There are those that, with tongue-in-cheek perhaps, say it was one of the first undocumented immigrants who tried to cross into the U.S. Yuri de la Rosa Gutierrez, an archaeologist at the National Institute of Anthropology and History in Mexico, said the footprints were left by primitive people who lived in the area around the Coahuila Canyon in northern Mexico tens of thousands of years ago. At that time, humans lived by hunting and gathering fruit. Now, there were 13 well-preserved footprints in total, about 27 centimeters long and 2 centimeters deep. And they're scattered over a distance of about 10 meters. Now, the entire matter is very mysterious. And it's quite rare to have such long-lasting footprints. Well, for mysterious footprints, let's talk about a mysterious murder. Now, this incident was the prototype of the movie Murder by Anesthesia. 1922, there was an isolated village in northern Munich, Germany. And in that village, there were 6 murders that have not yet been solved. All 6 victims were killed with pickaxes. And in this area, there's been a lot of rumors about the so-called undead. People often hear inexplicable walking sounds at their homes and unusual movements in their attic. The whole family in this particular house was later murdered. And this is an event that can't be resolved by the supernatural space, and homicide houses all over the world, there are often such legends that those race of the dead have been staying in the original place and refused to leave. Now, from unexplained murders, let's talk about the disease of premature aging. There are 2 little boys in Mushan Administrative Village and Jokun Township, Lui County, Zhoukou Town, and in province in China. Although they're 7 or 8 years old, they can't walk independently, they can't speak, they also have obvious wrinkles on their faces. They look like little old men. And no one has yet come up with a reason for this peculiar aging. Now let's talk about another mystery. Sharks not mating to produce baby sharks. Now in 2001, a hammerhead shark gave birth to a small shark at the Henry Dolly Zoo in Nebraska. And you may think the birth of a shark wouldn't be a mystery, but in this particular case, scientists could not understand how this happened. Because the aquarium where this female shark lives is occupied by three female sharks. Nai is one who's lived for 3 years, so how did the male sharks produce baby sharks without mating with it? Some scientists believe that one explanation of this phenomenon is that female sharks can store their sperm for fertilization. Others believe sharks can produce asexually through a rare method of parthenogenesis, which doesn't require sperm to breed directly. Finally, in 2007, scientists solved the mystery through DNA testing. This particular baby shark literally has no father. It's the first asexual shark ever discovered. Now, from there, let's talk about a mystery along the legendary Silk Road. Legend has it there was an oasis city along the Silk Road, which was known as early as the 2nd century AD. And this place is located on the northeast edge of the Silk Road, passing through the Lobu Desert in the ancient country of Lulan. According to records, in 77 BC, after the local king was assassinated by an envoy of the Han Dynasty, it was renamed the state of Shanshan, while the town in the northwest corner of Lop Nur in the saltwater desert retained the name the Lulan. Now, according to China's handbook, that's H-A-N book, the Han envoy described the Lulan army as vulnerable, and 2,912 of the 14,000 people in Shushan were able to carry weapons and could easily attack Lulan. In addition, the book also records the dangerous geographical environment around Lulan. It's located in saline alkali land, produces very little crops, and has very little drinking water. Many of the local residents often rely on external forces to maintain their daily life. In other historical records, Lulan also shows the local multiculturalism, and a diversity of regions is more obviously a feature of Lulan. So Lulan was ruled by China off for just 200 or 300 years, but it was gradually abandoned in 33 AD and completely disappeared after that. In 644 AD, according to the records of Master Zhang Zhang, only the remains of Lulan are left. Now, what exactly caused the disappearance of the ancient kingdom has been debated endlessly in history, and there's still no definitive statement. The only thing scientists have are theories. Well, let's talk about another theory. Let's talk about the famous Roswell UFO crash of 1947. U.S. military unilaterally claimed the falling object was the remains of an experimental high-altitude surveillance balloon. But many civilian UFO enthusiasts and conspiracy theorists believed the crash was indeed an alien spacecraft, and the entire incident was covered up by the military. The discovery site, Roswell, is also regarded as one of the holy places by UFO researchers. And it's also a flying saucer crash that had many witnesses. To this day, the incident has not been fully deciphered, and the truth is still not known, even though His Lordship, Don Smith, believes he knows all and is happy to tell all. Unfortunately, he doesn't know near as much as he thinks he does. Now let's talk about the mystery of this mysterious sky fire at Zhongnanmen in Beijing, China. 1626, a strange cataclysm occurred in the area of the Wangongchang in Beijing, causing huge casualties. There was a loud noise, the wind suddenly rose, and the sky became dark. After the disaster, all the men and women were naked, and all the clothes, jewels, and utensils floated up to the West Mountain. All 3,000 craftsmen who were repairing the wall outside the Forbidden City fell off the scaffolding and fell into meat bags. Strange thing about this situation is the center of the explosion did not burn an inch of wood. There's no trace of burning anywhere. It's difficult to answer the catastrophe caused by the explosion of the gunpowder store or the earthquake. This incident was recorded in the official history books of China became an incredible event in ancient China. Of course, no one knows the truth of the matter. Then we have 300-million-year-old screws discovered in Russia. The discovery happened in 1998, and it looks like a screw in a 300-million-year-old rock near Moscow has become yet another bizarre mystery investigators can't solve. Now, the screw is clearly visible in the rock, which itself dates back 200 to 300 million years ago, well before there was supposed to be any intelligent life forms on Earth. And while the screw may have been embedded in the rock later, this geological event is yet to be confirmed, meaning the 300-million-year-old screw found here still remains a mystery. Now, unless human beings appeared hundreds of millions of years ago and were finally destroyed, or super-intelligent life has lived on Earth hundreds of millions of years ago, everything is incredible, and archaeological discoveries have overturned many current scientific and technological theories, as well as archaeological discoveries. The more cultural relics appear, the more difficult it is to make the accurate judgments about the past. We don't know the history of the human race. Of course, the powers that be don't want to admit that. Now, from there, let's talk about one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, the mystery of the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. In ancient Babylonian legends, there's a sky garden that looked like a fairyland on Earth. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon is said to be a three-dimensional construction method. The garden is placed on a four-story platform. The platform is supported by 25-meter-high pillars and has an irrigation system. From a distance, it looks like the garden is suspended in midair. Now, no one has seen this hanging garden with their own eyes, and there are only sporadic records and ancient writings to prove the existence of the so-called Hanging Gardens of Babylon. So far, archaeologists have been able to prove whether the Hanging Gardens actually ever existed. For that reason, the so-called Hanging Gardens of Babylon have become a big mystery in the world. A mystery that men have been trying to solve for hundreds of years. Well, from mysterious gardens, let's talk about disappearing moons around the planet Venus. It's August 1686. French astronomer Joe Cassini announced he had discovered a satellite of Venus. He'd made many observations of the newly discovered Golden Garden and determined that its diameter is 1/4 the diameter of Venus. Now, this ratio is not that much different than the ratio of the Earth to the Moon. And according to orbital data of Genway, published by him, many people also observed this satellite at that time. Till the 18th century, the satellite of Venus seemed to have become a conclusion. In 1740, 28 years after Cassini's death, Shorter, an expert in making telescopes in England, also reported he'd seen the Golden Guardian. But since his sighting, nobody's reported it since that time. Well, from the Golden Guardian, let's talk about mystery rapist. Now, the individual in question is arguably the deadliest serial killer in America. Because he basically does his crimes at night, he's also called the Dark Knight Demon King. Since the 1970s, he's killed 12 people. Committed more than 120 burglaries and more than 50 rapes. And his methods are extremely cruel. Even pregnant women don't get a pass. But this vicious man has been at large for over 40 years. And there's absolutely no way to find out who he is. Even with DNA and witnesses, there's still no clue how to find this individual. This is clearly an unsolved mystery. Well, you know, humans can't survive without oxygen. And one major question is, where does the oxygen that humans rely on for survival come from? Some people claim that oxygen is produced by plant photosynthesis or photosynthesis. And this is true, but to be more clear, most of the oxygen on the earth is not produced by land plants, but from the ocean. The ratio of oxygen they produce is also interesting. It's the same as the area of the ocean and the land on the earth, which is 7.3. Or excuse me, 7 to 3. In other words, 70% of the oxygen on the planet is produced by the ocean. The algae that grow in seawater have such a powerful ability. In fact, the biggest contributor is cyanobacteria. And some people even say if humans really want to move to other planets in the future, they have to cultivate a large number of cyanobacteria in the waters on the planet to make the oxygen content on that planet suitable for human survival. Now, scientists speculate that cyanobacteria may have formed 3.5 billion years ago. They're the oldest photosynthetic oxygen-evolving organisms on Earth and the main driving force behind the formation of the atmospheric ozone layer. The cyanobacteria create oxygen in the form of waste, and it was this massive appearance that turned the Earth's environment at that time into an aerobic environment with a lot of oxygen. Prokaryotes, cyanobacteria, are very suitable for living in the environment of high temperature and strong light. And they've got strong adaptability to the environment and strong reproductive ability. It stands to reason that its appearance and reproduction should be consistent with the production of oxygen, but the puzzle is that studies have shown that the oxygen level on the Earth is extremely unstable for about 3 billion years. About the Cambrian period, it stabilized. So what exactly affects the oxygen level over such a long period of time? Is there something else that releases oxygen we don't know about? What happened at that time? An event that affected the cyanobacteria population? And why did the oxygen content in the Cambrian period stabilize and reach the concentration for life to form? All these questions about oxygen haven't been effectively explained and answered, and we've not been able to figure out the root cause of these problems, which is, frankly, an important part of human survival. Well, from cyanobacteria, let's talk about the undeciphered Voynich manuscript. Now, it's not that well known. It was written about 400 years ago, and there's no way to understand what's inside. The letters and the language used so far nobody can recognize. And there are various pictures in the book, including celestial bodies, magical plant, and naked women. But the text is all typed neatly and written from left to right. Doesn't look like it was made up on purpose. Point is, it's 170,000 words. Top cryptographers have tried to decipher it many times, but so far there's been no progress. Nobody has any idea what's in it. Well, let's talk about a mystery that happened in the Sino-Japanese War. December 1st, 1937, during the war between China and Japan, the battle to defend the capital city of Nanking officially started. Chinese nationalist government mobilized more than 200,000 troops to gather inside and outside the city of Nanjing, ready to fight the Japanese to the death. On December 12th, the war suddenly changed, and Tang Xingzai, the commander of the capital garrison, issued an order to withdraw from Nanjing City. A regiment of the Sichuan army that came from far away had to retreat to Qinglong Mountain, which stretches for dozens of miles and is densely forested in the southeast of Nanjing. After more than 2,000 men walked into Qinglong Mountain, they vanished. They vanished without a complete trace, which is certainly suspicious. To this day, there's not been one sign of these 2,000 missing soldiers ever found. Let's talk about the mystery of the tomb of the Mongolian chief Genghis Khan. founder of the ancient Yan Dynasty, fought countless battles in his life. His greatest achievement was to expand the territory of China to an unprecedented extent. He also created the largest dynasty in the history of China. But his death and the burial place has become a mystery that puzzles the world. There are several theories about the death of Genghis Khan, among which the most credible one is that in the records of Yanxi, he died on the way to conquer Xichang. The mystery of his tomb is a mystery that is yet to be solved, and even his descendants don't know where he's buried. Countries around the world have sent scientific research teams to find the tomb of Genghis Khan many times, and they've all returned without success. But you might call the mystery of Genghis Khan's mausoleum has also been deeply perplexing to the world. Some people say his mausoleum is full of curses and poisonous snakes, and some people say there are treasures robbed by Eurasian countries. They're buried in a unique form, taking a female camel and a baby camel to the cemetery, and in front of the baby camel killed the female. And no matter where the cemetery is, the little camel can always find that exact location. And when the little camel dies, that spot can't be found again. That is one of the unsolved mysteries of the world. Well, let's talk about the mystery of the stone doll. This stone doll was discovered during a drilling operation in Nampa, Idaho. Discovered in July of 1889. And it was clearly made by human hands. But it was found at a depth of 320 feet. Much older than humans began to live in that part of the world. Some believe the doll was buried by aliens. Or it's possible the doll went deeper and deeper into the ground over time. Now, the doll itself may not be a mystery, but how it sank so deep into the ground is certainly puzzling. And if it predates the arrival of humans on the planet, who made it? Well, we got another interesting story. It's about Flight 914. The year was 1955. Flight 914 took off from New York to Florida and suddenly vanished on the way. Everyone believed the plane fell into the sea, but after 35 years, Flight 914 suddenly appeared in Venezuela. When the people deplaned, returned to their homes in the U.S., they found to their astonishment, children and relatives had aged. And they were still as young as they were when they first left New York, which supports the theory there may be a space-time tunnel. Well, we've got another aircraft mystery. In 1985, a twin-engine airliner, had been missing for almost 50 years, was found in a forested swamp in New Guinea. Now, it's incomprehensible. The aircraft appears to be as new as it was when it disappeared. Clearly identified signs on the fuselage show that this silver plane was the same passenger plane that went missing 48 years ago from Manila, Philippines, to the island that was, and it was going to the island of Mindanao. Newspaper found in the cabin dated the third day of the third Sunday in January 1937 is disturbing. It's impossible to figure out what happened. But it did. Well, what happened to the passengers and the crew is also a major mystery. Now, one possible explanation might be so-called spontaneous human combustion. But I can't believe that everybody on board burst into flames. Spontaneous human combustion of the human body refers to the spontaneous combustion of a person's body without contact with external fire. Now, this incredible phenomenon was confirmed in medical reports from the 17th century. And by the 20th century, more than 200 incidents had occurred. In short, the phenomenon of Human spontaneous combustion is still an unsolved mystery. Humans' understanding of the universe and the center of the Earth can't reach a high level. And even the exploration of the human body itself is not very clear. There are more unknown human sciences waiting for us to explore than we've yet delved into. Well, let's talk about a mysterious jellyfish. This story comes from September 20th, 1977. The residents of Petrozavodsk, Russia, witnessed a strange phenomena. A giant jellyfish appeared in the dark sky and soon disappeared again. Some rumors say that the Soviet Union was experimenting with new weapons at the time, and others said it was an alien spacecraft. But what's actually going on, scientists don't know how to explain. All kinds of weird things happen every day on this planet, and not one of them can be explained. Well, from strange jellyfish, let's talk about strange fish. The tubeye fish that lived at a depth of 2,500 meters on the sea floor has a peculiar appearance. Its tubular eyes can collect light from the deep sea, but scientists are puzzled about the role of this eye structure. This tubular eye structure can only see the target in front of it. So how does it prey and survive in a deep sea environment? In March, scientists used remote manipulation instruments to study the tubeye fish at a depth of 600 to 800 meters, and they discovered a previously unknown fact. Its entire head is transparent, and its eyes can rotate freely. And this transparent head structure expands its field of vision. It can also see prey above its head. And it's reported that the tubeye fish was first discovered in 1939, because fishing boats use fishing nets to salvage fish from different deep waters, the transparent-headed fish died before it was discovered in time. Well, everyone pretty much knows about the Bermuda Triangle. But you know there's another one? It's basically referred to as the Japanese Bermuda Triangle. Now, nobody solved the mystery of the more commonly known Bermuda Triangle. But as I said, there's a dangerous sea in the Pacific Ocean known as the Dragon Triangle. It's located in the waters of Japan. And for thousands of years, fishing boats have mysteriously vanished there. It said in 1975, a 20,000-ton ship sank in a Dragon Triangle. Only two of the 30 crew members survived. Now, in regard to this second Bermuda Triangle, experts are extremely puzzled. If the 20,000-ton ship sank because of the explosion, there'd still be debris on the sea. But a subsequent sea search did not find any debris. According to rumors, a Japanese reconnaissance plane once sent a brief telegram when it performed a mission over the Dragon Triangle. It said something strange happened in the sky. The sky opened up. Then the message stopped. The plane lost contact, and all the people on the board vanished. And this has led many people to speculate the Dragon Triangle may have a time-space tunnel. It will transmit planes and ships to unfamiliar voices, and some people even connect the Devil's Triangle with Atlantis mythology or maybe even aliens. There's no way to confirm exactly what's going on. But it is undeniable in the Dragon Triangle area, many people have encountered accidents. Okay. We were talking about the Japanese Dragon Triangle. It's in the northern Pacific Ocean. One of the famous Devil Triangles around the planet. I think there are eight total. Ships and aircraft suddenly disappear and into this area. Since the 1940s, countless ships have mysteriously vanished in this sea. Some scientists also say the reason why the ships disappeared here is that it encountered a hurricane, which is multicolored. But maybe so. Well, another group that had disappearances was the very first Roman Legion. Now, the ancient Roman Empire was once very powerful in history. Its army had strong combat effectiveness and was a veritable military empire. But the army that was born in this state also disappeared in history. Mystery of the disappearance of the first legion of ancient Rome. A professor of sinology at Oxford University in the United Kingdom put forward a historical hypothesis about the relationship between the Han Dynasty and Rome. He believes in 53 BC, although the seven Roman legions led by Crassus were defeated at the Battle of Carrhae, Crassus' eldest son didn't die. Instead, his eldest son led the remaining army to break through the Parthian lines, but never returned. And he's presumed to have settled in China's Gansu province. Now, this hypothesis comes from Gansu researchers who went to Zelai village near Yongchen County in Gansu province in the 1980s. Most of the local residents have brown or yellow hair, blue or gray eyes, and are discriminated against because of their peculiar looks. In addition, the living habits of the local villagers are also completely different from those of the Han Chinese. For example, making steam buns in the shape of cow noses to pay homage to ancestors. Activities similar to bullfighting and festivals and all the tombs face west. An archaeologist investigated the tombs of the Western Han Dynasty near the stockade. They found that the tomb owners were almost all male, with a head-to-body ratio of 1 to 8, far higher than the standard 1 to 7.5 for the Han Chinese. And various clues seem to prove the villagers in the stockade are not Han Chinese, but more like people in tombs. Historians speculate these villagers are likely to be the first army of ancient Rome that had retreated, treating army further eastward into the territory of the Huns and became loyal to the Huns. Until the Huns fought with the Han army, these soldiers were exiled to the Gansu province. However, the hypothesis lacks some direct evidence, and when scientists later did DNA tests of local villagers, they did not find similarities with the burial personnel. This has always been a mystery. Who exactly were these people? Where did they come from? On that note, we've run out of time. We'll be back tomorrow and talk more about unsolved mysteries of the world. Until then, this is Ken Hudnall for the Ken Hudnall Show, saying have a truly great evening.